Can you hear me? Okay, my name is Petar Korponaic from Quantastica. Quantastica is a quantum computing startup from Helsinki, Finland. I'm originally from Serbia. Today you are listening talks about quantum computing, and now something refreshing I will talk about apples and oranges. Okay, that's a joke, of course. So I will talk about two things. First, in first part, I will talk about path from quantum computing startup, from open source project to quantum computing startup. That's my path. The reason why I will talk about that is because this is open source conference, and most of you, I guess, are programmers like me. The idea is to encourage you to start working in quantum computing space, start contributing, start making your own projects, because it can lead to nice, possibly career. This is first part. In second part, I will talk about apples and oranges. In second part, I will talk about running the code on different types of quantum computers, on different brands. For example, running IBM code on Rigetti chip, or running Rigetti code on IBM chip, and etc. So this is the plan. Let's continue. So part one, how it started. 5 years ago, I read somewhere a blog post about quantum computing. That was 2014 or 2015, end of 2014. And I didn't understand what is that. I never heard for quantum computer before. And I started reading Wikipedia article was first. I started learning, and I found it very interesting. More than interesting, I fall in love with quantum computing. But I'm just a classical software engineer. I'm not a scientist. I'm not a mathematician. I'm not a physicist. And it was very hard, especially then, because now you can find popular books about quantum computing explained on more simply explained. In that time, there was only scientific papers. Okay, there were some books, but most of material you can find on the internet was scientific papers written by scientists, Nobel Prize winners. And when you read that paper, it's really hard. You need to understand math behind, and so it was not easy. But I, the passion was strong, and I somehow I understood at least basics. I mean, it's hard to say I understand. I know quantum computing because it's very big and challenging field, but I understand some basics. And then I started coding. I made first open source first project was a quantum circuit simulator implemented in JavaScript. I made it in JavaScript because I simply want to run it in browser. My mother language is C. My primary language is actually C, but I was coding in JavaScript. It was public, open source, and after some time, I realized that IBM is using my code. they cloned my code. You can see it in it's included into Qiskit. There is Qiskit JavaScript, and there is a line initially forked from my repository. So. I was really surprised that Big Blue IBM is using my code. That was unbelievable, and that actually tells tells us that quantum computing is a very, very young field. And when you contribute in quantum computing, you are one of the few people in the world who is doing that. And you automatically can make attraction of big companies. So my code is not something magical. My code was maybe only open source JavaScript simulator, and this is why IBM is clone it. Now that project, their project, is actually stopped. It's archived. Recently they archived it, but my project is still alive. In meantime, I was working on more projects like Quantum Programming Studio. Quantum Programming Studio is a web UI for programming quantum, for making quantum circuits, something similar to IBM Q Composer. So drag and drop, you assemble circuit, and you can run it on two types of quantum computers. You can run it on Rigetti and IBM quantum computer directly from UI. And Qubit Toaster, I name it Qubit Toaster, maybe funny name. That's a simulator, high-performance simulator, written in C language. And I believe that we have maybe the fastest simulator in the world on single node, on single machine. And soon we will have a simulator running on cluster and on supercomputers. So those are projects. And then when I started implementing Quantum Programming Studio, I applied for a unitary fund microgrant program. Will Zeng, who is present here in the audience, he is running this project, and I won a grant. It was now it's €4,000 grant of €4,000. In that time it was €2,000 in two parts. So you need to apply. You apply with your open source project. You send what is your idea and everything, and they decide to give you the grant or not. I suggest to all of you, if you have some quantum computing project already, to apply for unitary fund, because it works.